Chemistry 1 Revision, Part 6, Plant Oils and Their Uses. Some fruit, seeds and nuts are rich in oils that can be extracted. The plant material is crushed and the oil removed by pressing, or in some cases by distillation, where it is heated till it evaporates and then condensed to collect the oil. Water and other impurities are then removed. Vegetable oils are important foods and fuels as they provide a lot of energy. They also provide us with nutrients. Vegetable oils have a higher boiling point than water and so can be used to cook foods at higher temperatures than boiling. This produces quicker cooking and different flavours in the food. It also creates a crispier texture. The downside is that it increases the energy that the food releases when eaten. Having said that, vegetable oils generally are better for you than animal fats because animal fats are saturated fat while vegetable oils are unsaturated fat. Saturated fats tend to lead to a build-up of cholesterol, which can lead to coronary heart disease. Unsaturated vegetable oils contain double carbon-carbon bonds. Just like an alkene, they can be detected using bromine water. Higher tier need to know that unsaturated vegetable oils can be hardened by reacting them with hydrogen in the presence of a nickel catalyst at about 60 degrees. Hydrogen adds to the carbon-carbon double bond. The hydrogenated oils have a higher melting point, so they are solid at room temperature, making them useful for spreads and in cakes and pastries. This allows unsaturated oils to be used in a similar way to fats. For example, flora is a vegetable spread and is used instead of butter, which is saturated fat. Oils do not dissolve in water. They can be used to produce emulsions. An emulsion is one liquid finely dispersed within another. Emulsions are thicker than oil or water and have many uses depending on their special properties. They can provide better texture, coating ability, and appearance. For example, in salad dressings, ice creams, cosmetics, and paints. An emulsion of oil and water is pretty unstable and will rapidly separate out back into oil and water. We can add an emulsifier to make an emulsion more stable. These can often be found listed on food ingredients as food additives. Emulsifiers have a hydrophilic head and a hydrophobic tail. The hydrophobic tail buries itself in the oil, while the hydrophilic head likes being in the water but repels the other hydrophilic heads, creating a droplet of oil. This makes it much harder for droplets of oils to join together and to form a layer on the surface. Thus, it stays as an emulsion for longer. We would say that the emulsion is now more stable.